Hello, Awe Islanders. Welcome to Be Calm on Awe Island, now part of the Quad Pod Network. Today we are happy to share a favorite story and relaxation with you. Before we begin, we want to remind the grown-ups who are listening that hundreds of Be Calm on Awe Island episodes are available on Patreon. That's right! Our full library is available at patreon.com/Awe Island. Now, let's get ready to relax.
Hello, everyone. Let's get ready to be calm on Awe Island. I know you're looking forward to our deep dragon breaths. I am too. First, let's see if you have everything you want for our story today. Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite blanket or listening buddy? Before we begin our story, let's relax. Now, set your listening buddy to the side and let's take 3 deep dragon breaths. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your chest and belly, and then out through your mouth, pretending you are breathing fire. Ready? Okay. Deep breath in and out. Again, deep breath in and out. Last one. Fill up your chest and belly. Deep breath in and out. Today, you're going to think about how your body feels in water. This is all pretend, so you are very safe. You will start by thinking about your feet. Slowly move up to your head and end with thinking about your entire body. Now, let's find your water. It is in a warm and cozy pool outside. The sun is shining on the water, inviting you in. You step into the pool and sit down in the clear, clean water. The water hugs you as you lie back in the safe pool. Think about your feet. Focus on how they feel as they are floating in the water. Do you feel water slip sliding between your toes? Does the water tickle the bottom of your feet? Let the water float your body up and breathe like a dragon, in and out. Next, think about your legs. How do they feel? Let the water support them. Your legs are light and floating, just like your feet. Relax as you feel the warm water in the pool gently rock your body back and forth, back and forth. Now, focus on your back. How does it feel? Relax into the water and breathe like a dragon, in and out. The soft water carries you and gently rocks you as you float on the surface. How do your hands feel? Your hand is opening with your fingers spread out, allowing the water to flow between them. Each finger is massaged by the water's movement. Your hands relax in the warm water. Your body is light and calm, floating on the soft water. Now think about your arms. How do they feel? Are they warm or cool? Let the water gently circle them and lift them to the surface. With your feet, legs, back, hands, and arms all relaxing, notice the lightness in your body as you float on the water. Next, focus on your shoulders. Let them settle down into the water and feel them soften. Breathe like a dragon in and out. The water holds your body gently and rocks you back and forth, back and forth. Now, think about your neck. Is it relaxed and soft? Feel the water sway your head from side to side as your head rests in the water. Notice and enjoy the feeling of comfort as the water gently rocks your head, loosening your jaw and your forehead. As you float, you relax even more, allowing the water to support your body. Now feel your whole body floating as water lifts your feet, legs, back, hands, arms, shoulders, and neck. Relax and feel the water rock you back and forth. Enjoy the cozy hug of the water as you float on the surface. As you continue to float, let's take three more deep dragon breaths. Deep breath in and out. Breathe in through your nose and breathe fire out of your mouth. Again, deep breath in and out. Last one. Fill up your chest and belly. Deep breath in and out. Great job, everyone. I hope you are tucked in nice and cozy. Okay, I think we're ready to begin our story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is Sky Dragon. Dragon's Cave glowed with the soft light of the rising sun. As the sun's rays grew stronger, Dragon's eyes fluttered open. Hopping up, Dragon stretched and then gently laid the quilt across the mossy bed. A lovely melody drifted into the cave. Dragon looked towards the opening, squinting into the light. Carrie the Cardinal and Jerry Robin were perched on a branch just outside of Dragon's home, singing their favorite good morning melody. Dragon smiled and walked out of the cave to join the friendly birds. Bright blue filled the morning sky behind the soft, fluffy clouds floating their way past. Carrie and Jerry chirped even more happily now that their friend was joining them. The two birds flew up into the sky and then turned back to circle Dragon. Dragon understood what the birds wanted. It was a good day for a flight. Dragon lifted off the ground gently to join the two birds, who flitted from treetop to treetop. Dragon, no longer worried about being spotted by the kids, flew up above the treetops. Above the trees, Dragon admired the beautiful island and noticed something new down below. The construction crew had been busy, Dragon could tell. There was a bridge leading to another island. Dragon thought about exploring it, but before Dragon could head that direction, a gentle rhythm filled the air. Dragon smiled, familiar with that beat, and turned to see Harmony Helicopter. She was flying along with Hawk the Red Airplane. the two flew together with a similar grace and accuracy as Jerry and Carrie. Dragon waved hello and headed towards the aircraft. In no time, the three friends reached each other and began dancing across the sky. Harmony and Dragon would hover while the red airplane weaved between them and circled around them. They began to zigzag across the sky in perfect unison. As they reached the edge of Awe Island, the trio turned around together, keeping the same distance. The friends giggled with each other, enjoying their game. Reaching the opposite side of the island, Dragon and the aircraft started a new game. Harmony headed to the right while Hawk headed left, circling the island. Dragon flew straight across the middle of the island. As Dragon flew over the train tracks, Dragon spotted the sparkling train and waved. The Dragon, helicopter, and red plane met on the opposite side of the island and circled each other, laughing. Hawk said, "That was fun. Now we'd better finish our flight and get back to the airport to see if we're needed for anything." "Thanks for joining us, Dragon. We'll play more another time," Harmony added. The red airplane and white helicopter circled Dragon for one last goodbye, and off they went. The rhythmic sound of the helicopter and airplane faded into the distance. While flying had been fun, Dragon was starting to feel a little tired. Fluffy clouds still dotted the sky. Each one appeared to be a wonderful spot for a nap, so Dragon headed to the nearest cloud. Slowing down, Dragon spread wings wide and descended. The cloud felt like a soft sponge, even a little bit bouncy underfoot. Dragon stretched and circled around to smooth the wispy surface of the cloud into a comfy bed. The sleepy dragon snuggled in for a nap, enjoying the supportive embrace of the cloud. Grateful thoughts rolled through the dragon's mind. The little dragon felt thankful Carrie Cardinal and Jerry Bird had suggested a morning flight. Dragon was happy to have such a soft, cushy cloud to relax on for a morning nap. Most of all, Dragon felt very grateful to have friends to fly with. The little dragon wrapped arms and tail around in a tight hug and relaxed into the cloud. Taking a deep dragon breath in and out, Dragon's eyes closed. With another deep dragon breath in and out, Dragon calmed even more and smiled, feeling completely content. With one more deep dragon breath in and out, Dragon's mind quieted and drifted to sleep with the gentle rock of the soft cloud as it drifted across the brilliantly blue sky. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.